Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. Time to raise up your voice. Time to open up your mind. Time to be interested, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. From the online happy hour tonight, those that don't know, this show is time for all of us. Outside perspective, inside of BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with the Z. The call-in number tonight, 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that don't know or who have never heard this show before and may be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, broadcasting for a strong 90 minutes of pure entertainment. I want to say thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for the bloggers in the chat room. Thank you for the listeners who are calling in via your cell phones and your BlackBerry and your mobile devices. Because of you, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And tonight will not be any different. And I want to tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to be an awesome and powerful and very entertaining show. Today is Wednesday, January the 26th, 2011. We are here. It's still cold outside. The weather is on a bit of a change in the climate. It's warming up in the south. I've seen some of the weather and the action happening on the East Coast and a lot of different changes. And if you heard some of the powerful things that our president had to say last night at the Union Address, volume, and I highly recommend you to listen to that again if it's on YouTube, if you have friends on Facebook, and any other form of communication that you can chime into that. It was some very uplifting information that was given. So I definitely encourage all of you all to take a peek of that. Also, I want to say a big thank you to some of the local events that we're going to be doing here in Dallas-Fort Worth and also doing some nationwide traveling as well. The happy hour is starting to expand, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be doing a bit of traveling. So for those who have been calling all over the area, calling all over from California, from Missouri, from Florida, even in New York, pay attention because the online happy hour is coming. I also want you to be available and be ready. The ebook is out also, and also if you're watching on justin.tv/How Was Your Weekend as well, you'll be able to see that I have in my hands fresh copies available of the book that was written, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my very first book. It's an outstanding read. I encourage you to read it. To find out more information, you can hit us up on Facebook at How Was Your Weekend, also spelling was with a Z, and we'll get into other information about that as well. But I want to get right into the heat of things and go into the topic tonight. But those of you all who have seen the advertisement on Facebook, got the text message, if you've seen information on Black Planet, and if you've been on the Yahoo list as well, I want you to know that this is going to be something that all of us need to really stay tuned in and stay keyed upon, because it pertains to each and every person that we know. Now, the last 2 weeks we talked about marriage. Marriage is just a mirage if I'm not ready. And we had a dynamic guest come in and talk to us a little bit about that. So there may be some people that say, well, you know, marriage isn't my thing. I'm really not into being married. that's not something I choose to do, so that might not be a topic I want to take heed. Well, I want you to understand this, that today's topic is something that I know that you feel, I know that you're ready for. You may want to take a little bit of time and tell some friends to chime in and listen to what's about to be said, because all of us feel and know at some point in time, even you should be feeling it right now, that your sexiness and your appeal and what draws you to others and what have others drawn to you is necessary. Some people aren't really keeping suit of that, not really taking hold of what that sexiness is and what that attraction is calling or even pushing away to somebody. It's not a regular thing that you're doing. But we're going to talk about tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, keeping your sexy consistent. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is some things that people are doing that they're not putting enough effort into to keep that drive, to keep that motivation. Some people have made New Year's resolutions and saying, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to do different things, I'm going to work harder. But you took that step to get that new gym suit, that sweatsuit, just to show up to the gym. And when somebody's in there working out, they're doing other things, it kind of pushes you away. So it's not necessarily your physical, but I wanted to bring that up just as a small example. But other things you might be doing in your life, in your lifestyle, that sexiness is drawing somebody in, and you never know who's watching. You never know who's paying attention to you. So you might want to make sure that you have that consistency on board. So I want to just go ahead and dive right into it, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who have the number programmed into your phone, tell a friend, chime in tonight. About to go down like bad stock. Y'all know how we do up in here on the happy hour. Join us in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spelling was with a Z. And also hopping on the phone lines tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get right to it because we got plenty of time to get right into it. You've heard this lady on the show before, and she has been a powerful speaker that chimes in with us on a regular basis. I love hearing from her. I love to hear her opinion. We're here in Dallas, Texas, but I want to go take it up north because I know with the weather, the way things are right now, it might still be cold in the D. And speaking of, we're going to hear from Miss Nikki up in Detroit. Nikki, how you doing?
I am well, Andy. How's it going?
Things are going pretty good. Things are going pretty good. Good to hear from you. Hope you had a good week.
Yeah, I did. Just left the gym, so, yeah, it's good.
That's what's up. Well, tonight's topic, Nikki, we're going to talk about this. You kind of brought this to my attention. I got a little tickled about it because we're going to touch all parts of the gamut on this one tonight. Keeping your sexy consistent. Now, when you hear these four words together, what is it? What do you think about the most? What sparks your interest on this?
I would say full circle: mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
Those three things have to be in cue and on point at all times. If your mind is not right, you're not even worried about your body and your spirit. If your spirit is in a foul place, you're not worried about your mind and your body, and, you know, vice versa, just full circle. Those three things have to consistently be on point. One or the other kind of puts the other in check, if you will. So if one is off kilter, you know, something is not right. There's no way you can be your full, authentic self without all three operating on one axis, if you will. All three of them have to consistently be going, or some sort of effort needs to be put toward one or the other, if not all three at the same time. You got to be constantly conscious about your body, not just what it looks like on the outside, but the inside for health reasons. You have to be cognizant of what you're feeding your mind, and then those two together dictate your spirit. So all three got to be on one accord.
Mind, body, and spirit.
Yep.
That's
and that exudes sexiness.
I can thoroughly agree with you on that one. So let's work our way inside, if you don't, I mean, from the outside working in, and talk about the body, if you don't mind. Let's talk about keeping that sexy consistent and start with the body. You know, we'll talk about the fitness, so to speak.
Yeah, the thing about that is, you know, I want sisters and brothers, but since I'm a woman, I'm going to speak from the female perspective. I want us to stop giving our bodies these colorful adjectives. I'm thick. You know, I'm big bone. No, you're fat. And there's really no other way to sum it up. You have basically eaten, you're eating more than you're moving. There is no, and you know me, I'm straight, no chaser, straight to the point. I believe in going hard or going home. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I was 225 pounds at my heaviest weight, so I've been there, kind of done that. So when people ask me, well, can I just walk on the treadmill? Yeah, if you want treadmill results. Yeah, you can walk on the treadmill. The incline is on one. The speed is on two. You can do that. It's going to take you 5 years to lose 3 pounds. Or you can tackle what you see in the mirror that you don't like, and you can just go hard and you can continue to push yourself and push yourself and push yourself until you get the results that you want. So that whole body thing, we got to get it into the gym. We have to be conscientious of what we're putting into our bodies. We are no longer field hands. We are no longer slaves. So the old adage that we're eating, you know, what massa given us doesn't fly anymore. You know, you don't have to be in a drive-thru at McDonald's. You don't have to fry every single thing that you put into your mouth. You don't have to drink pop. You have to reassess the way you think about food. You know, eating clean and eating healthy has to be, it's actually a lifestyle. No, it's not easy to do, but if you're thinking long term, it's something you're going to have to incorporate into your daily life. And I'm really tired of my people with the excuses.
Did you say drink pops?
Well, you know, up north we say pop. I think you guys say what,
okay.
Soda
have,
in the South?
We have to get that correct for the listeners because, you know, some people, they say cold drinks and sodas. I'm from the Midwest in Kansas City. I understand what you meant by pops.
I see.
I'm not talking about. So I can kind of understand
that.
I'm with you on that. And for the men as well, fellas, you know, don't get intimidated because little Pocket Hercules is over there on the bench press. And he's been there for about 7 years strong, and all he's doing is bench pressing. It's okay if you're just now starting off. Go ahead and start off small weights, but build up yourself. You don't have to be intimidated. I know that male ego is a powerful thing, but go in there and get yourself together and get your mind right. And you know something, Nikki, this is also something a lot of people don't pay attention to because they'll say, "Well, I don't have time to go to the gym." You
yes,
have a
you
gym
do.
Right of your television.
That and the sidewalk is free.
Absolutely. Park a little bit farther from that parking space. You don't have to fight for the first six spots going to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Fight for the first six spots when you go to your job. Park a little further back. Get that blood flowing.
Park a little further back. Take the steps at work. You know, there are a lot of different things you can do. Instead of sending your coworker an email, get up and go tell her what you were getting ready to send, you know, send an email. There are a lot of different things that you can do to increase your activity level that don't necessarily involve the gym. If you're married or you're in a committed relationship, if you up the level of sex you're having in a week, you know, a good sex session for 45 minutes is like 300 calories. So I'm saying it's a lot of different things you can do to burn those calories.
Not lying, ladies and gentlemen. Setting up the sheets, I mean, that's one of the best ways. And you have a partner that's going to... You have a partner that's going to spot you. I mean, that's just something to consider. I want to also, Nikki, we're going to come right to it and stay right there. You know how we do. I want to bring a caller on the line, and I may want to chime in about this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring a caller in from Planet Houston, Texas down there. Call phone number ending in 8704. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Andy? This is Cyrus, man.
Cyrus, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm in the store getting some bottled water. And you know what? And I want to applaud the nice lady from Detroit and what she said, because my girlfriend and I, we are we're doing P90X together, and we are week into it. And she's already in shape. Like, she's in really good shape, man. She runs like 12 miles a week. You know, and I've actually lost since last time you see me, man. but what I basically wanted to say was that when you're dealing with situations like that, where you want people to, you know, look at you a certain way, and you know, maybe back in the day you looked really nice back in high school and stuff, and you didn't kind of let yourself go, you know, and when you let yourself go like that, it's just never a really good thing. you know, and then your confidence starts going down, and then, you know, and you just, and food becomes a comfort because you start making the excuse that I don't want to go to, you know, I gotta work, so I'm gonna just go ahead and get some rest. I mean, it's not, you feel so much better after you work out, and then you go to sleep. You sleep real hard. I mean, you sleep real hard, you know. I mean, I know I sleep hard, but the biggest thing I think that I've dealt with, you know what I'm saying, as far as keeping the person I'm with, we just made an agreement that we're going to take care of ourselves and that, you know what I'm saying, and even you're right. I found another study with the intimate part of it. I hate to jump to another subject, but before I forget, the intimate part of it, like every, you add 3 years on if you just go from one time to two times a week. You add 3 years on to you did a study.
Hey, now, could you repeat that one more time, please?
You add 3 years on to your life if you just go from having sex one time a week to two times a week.
That's true.
And that's a fact. That's studied. Mm-hmm. Now, my big thing is this, because I know I've been kind of going around and around. The thing is this. The way we're going to keep our relationship strong is that we're going to exercise together. We go to church every Sunday together. You know, it goes to the mind, body, and soul. You know, I mean, she reads books, I read books. Not saying you got to be read a book to be educated, but I'm just saying, you know, I mean, we try to further our knowledge in every aspect. And you know what? My grandparents and everybody look at me crazy when I come home because I'm not eating all that stuff that they're cooking. You know what I mean? I'm from Louisiana, and if you know anything about Louisiana, you know the food not no joke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so, you know, I mean, it's just I've learned moving to a city in Houston where people actually exercise has definitely changed my attitude towards, you know, towards working out and towards being healthy and stuff. It's imminent when I go home, you know what I'm saying? I see some of my classmates or people I went to school with, girls I used to look at and be like, man, she used to look so good. And then when I see her now, you know, 10 years later, I mean, you're like 300 pounds and you ain't even got no kids.
Wow.
And I'm not making fun of people that's overweight. I'm just being real in the situation.
That's crazy. Because a lot of people just expect that you used to be thick back in the day, sweetheart. No, them jeans are just a little skinny jeans, and they just extra, and they just kind of fit a little tight in the right place is just that certain pair. Now, for the brothers, you know, you got to, when if you're trying to work out, you're going to have to, you know, it's okay to have your arms right, but when you got that circumference right there that sits between your chest and your waistline, you got to work that out, brother. It ain't cool to have the gut. It's not cool.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
Healthy. It's not. It's not sexy. It's not consistently lining up with healthy. So let's keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. Cyrus, y'all appreciate you chiming in about that, man. Y'all work out together as a couple. That's beautiful.
And I got one more thing to add on to that. And another thing is this. You know, I found also as well, the thing is this, you got to pray, you know what I'm saying? And it all comes down to that, you know? I mean, the spiritual aspect of us going to church together, I could just see the blessings that God has given us and stuff, you know? We're not shacking up, you know? Now, I'm not saying we ain't going to live together right before we get married, so I don't know what the situation may be, but we're trying to do everything the right way, man, and trying to get positive results, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, my biggest thing is this, and this is one more thing I wanted to touch on. It's like, it's all about your culture. You got to change your environment. I don't know if another good show y'all probably need to watch is that I Used to Be Fat, where it's on MTV, and like these kids are graduating high school and going to college and they lose all that weight. That's remarkable that they could do that 90 days. And the reason why I say that is because they got a trainer. You don't need a trainer. Just even if you got to find somebody that you see maybe is on the same level as you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, get the P90X and do it in your house if you feel embarrassed going to the gym. But you got to have some type of commitment. But more than anything, you got to have a good diet. You got to get rid of all that stuff, man. I mean, you can't keep eating Popeye's two-piece Tuesday every Tuesday. And then you get about four. And then you got $5 in your pocket, so you go get five pieces, and then you're grabbing the change out your ashtray. You know, 5 2-pieces, then you're grabbing the change out your ashtray. So, you know, but just take care of your heart and everything, man. That's the only thing I could tell y'all, you know.
That's a beautiful thing, man. I definitely appreciate the call, Cyrus. They love it.
Yeah.
You, man, keep listening. I know that you and you said your girlfriend are reading now. I got a great book, man. I'm going to put it in your hands and make sure you get a copy of the book. My first book, man, Second Place Women to Come In First. Read this as a couple, man, and tell me what you think. I'm going to get with you after the show, and I'll tell you how you can get information about it.
Oh, you know, I'm for full support, man, because, you know, we got to stay positive and keep changing these little dudes from wearing the skinny jeans and all the other stuff out here and start being men and running our households. And how a woman's going to follow your lead? You understand what I'm saying? Even with sexy or anything, in bed, whatever, if you're not being a man and you're not taking care of your responsibilities as a man, period. It ain't even about being a more overpowering person in the relationship. It's about that a woman came from our rib, and it's a beautiful thing, and they're a part of us. So their design was to be a partner with us. It needs to be a partnership, but at the same time, you can't expect somebody to respect you when you don't take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you're not doing the things that you need to do. You want me getting up and going to church, but you're not going to church. You know what I'm saying? You want to sleep in and watch football when you could DVR the football game, go to church. When you get back from church, you can watch the game from the beginning. But you got to compromise. And that's another thing. Compromise, people. Compromise.
Look at him, mate. He's going off on a tear, ladies and gentlemen. I want to kind of and stay on the flow of the topic because he's hitting on some good points. All of that is in line with keeping your sexy consistent. So I want to talk about that. And, Nikki, also want to bring that in point because another thing, and Cyrus was kind of go about getting there, was another part of your sexy that needs to stay consistent is your manners.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially from the male perspective, you know, some people need to, you know, continue to open up their car door for the young lady, you know. Not just, you know, say certain things and call people out their names. I mean, that just happens to be the trend now because it's in our music and in our lifestyle. But
it's the trend now because some people just sit back and accept it. But funny story, I went on a first date and a guy was waiting on me outside. You know, first date, I don't typically let people know where I stay, and I stay in, you know, a townhome, so it's very difficult to figure out which, you know, door I came out of. So I get to the car, and he's chilling in the car. So I just politely pulled out my cell phone and was like, hey, remember me? The door isn't going to open itself. Like, you, to me, you need to, manners. Again, you need to be able to understand when a woman is in your presence or a gentleman is in your presence. There need to be certain things that you automatically, to me, just do. And, again, that goes back to what you said earlier about manners. And I know, you know, I always hear people say, well, you know, some people need to be taught. You know what? You can be taught from the stages of infancy on up to, you know, maybe teenage. After that, I don't have time to teach anybody anything. And if you don't know, Google it. It's a great tool. You can learn a lot. Google it. You can Google anything. Google manners. It'll help you out tremendously.
Some people need to be taking notes on that. Google manners. Open the door first. Because I'm the kind of guy that don't believe that chivalry is dead. That's how Ollie Wilson cut from The Temptations. Some people might not even know who that is, man. My fathers and uncles used to play that kind of music, man. And my uncles used to, you know, light cigarettes for women and stuff like that. I thought that was kind of cool. But, you know, that just things like that just show manners, man. Just being polite. You know, when you walk into a room, you know, sometimes you may want to let the lady enter in, but, you know, take the lead, gentlemen. Have manners. Have respect.
Absolutely.
Sometimes when you introduce
it on. I'm sorry, I just wanted to hit on one thing Cyrus pointed out about just weight gain. I don't know if it was you or him, but the most dangerous area a person can carry fat is in the middle, the abdominal area, because what happens is fat is pushing on your organs. It's creating intestinal issues. It's creating bladder issues, pancreas issues, and it is the most dangerous area to carry the, you know, weight in on your entire body. So, again, that's another reason why it's extremely important to, if you gain weight, that's why it's actually better to be pear-shaped, heavier on the bottom and the hips and the thighs, than it is actually apple-shaped, which is, you know, upper body, which is your abdominal area. So, you know, it's extremely dangerous.
Where are you getting this from?
I am getting my certifications.
You certified to tell the truth on that, or that's just something that you
I am a certified group fitness instructor. I am a certified cycle instructor. I also am certified in TRX training, which is total body suspension training, and I am also working on my certification to be a nutritionalist. So, yes, I kind of know what I'm talking about.
So it's more along the lines of being okay to be now. Say that again just because I don't want to mess that up, what you just said about pear-shaped?
Yeah, you know, pear-shaped, if you think of the shape of a pear, you know, it's heavier on the bottom than it is up top. it's actually healthier to carry weight on the lower half of your body, you know, hips on down, than it is to be apple-shaped, which is proportionate throughout your body or heavier in your midsection. So when women look at their shapes and they go, oh, I don't, you know, they could have a flat stomach, but they don't like their hips or they don't like their thighs, that's actually a healthier place to be, because it's much healthier for any fat to be on your body at the lower half than to be pushing on those important internal organs in the middle. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to keep that in mind. I'm going to make me a little note on that one.
Yeah, you don't have to be six-packed up, but, you know, you definitely have to watch where you, if you're susceptible to gaining weight in the middle, definitely want to watch that.
Interesting. Well, that's kind of all right there, Nikki, if you don't mind. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now tuning into the show, the topic tonight on the Online Happy Hour is keeping your sexy consistent. A lot of people aren't being consistent with keeping themselves in order mentally, spiritually, and physically, even financially for that matter. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But we've talked about fitness. We've talked about manners. Let's talk a little bit about the diet. Because it goes right along. Cyrus was talking about that earlier. I'm going to have to bring him back on the phone about this since he's still in the store and see if he's buying some, you know, some fresh fruit.
Bottled water.
Yeah, bottled water and fruits and veggies and pears and apples and bananas, since we all talking about things like that. But your diet is part of your sexiness, and it should be consistent. So continually eating through the drive-thru, kind of like what he was talking about earlier, is a no-no. You know, you can't always walk around with receipts for your dinners.
Right.
Little white bags that's going to have your burgers and fries. And sometimes I do get tired of people who always, you know, let me get a little extra lettuce, a little extra tomato, a little extra ketchup, because that's going to be like my salad. No.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. You still got a 900 calorie burger or sandwich in your midst. Well, I'll just cut back on the sesame seeds. You know, instead of getting soda, I'll go ahead and get something, you know, like a non-carbonated beverage. That doesn't do
which is still loaded with sugar, so it doesn't even matter.
It does, no. You can't do that. You can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, that diet has to be, and even if you're eating, you know, you're cooking your own food or whatnot, it's your proportion. If you take two fists, and my fitness instructor, you may have to chime in on this. If you take two fists and sit them side on top of each other, like I'm doing on justin.tv/how was your weekend, was with a Z, you can see I have two fists on top of one another. And from my understanding, this is the size of your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So anything more than this right here, two fists together, is considered overeating. Not sexy. If you're consistently doing this and you're consistently overeating and you're consistently eating bad, toxic foods, you're killing yourself. I remember when I was at football practice in college, you know, when we would go out and have a couple drinks, you know, the night before and just get, you know, plastered. It was the black and gold scrimmage games and things like that, practice on Saturdays and things like that. And you could just smell the alcohol seeping through your pores.
Ugh.
Because it's just coming out. That's not cool. It's in your body. It has to come out some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not sexy. It's not sexy to sweat Paul Masson. Not sexy to sweat Irk and Jerk. Not out your system. I don't think that's right. Now, my fitness instructor may have a little bit something to say about more along the diet while she was talking about pear shapes and apples and fruits and berries and all kind of goodness and mercy and things like that.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, if you think about it from just a mathematical perspective, 1 pound is 3,500 calories. So if you gain 2 pounds in a week, you've eaten more than 7,000 calories than you should have taken in. Typically, 2,000 calories per day, which is 14,000 calories a week. If you've gained 2 pounds in a week, that means you ate somewhere in those 7 days an extra 7,000 calories. Now, when you take into consideration that people gain hundreds of pounds, you know, you multiply 100 pounds times 3,500 calories. What are you doing? And so the biggest thing about diet and exercise is that the food that you eat is more important than the exercise. No, you may not be able to make it to the gym 5, 6, 7 times a week. You may not even be able to make it in a week, but you can control what you are eating. So from a health perspective, if you just keep a couple things in mind, if you shop the outer aisles at the grocery store, that is where all of God's candy is. That's where the fresh fruit and vegetables are. That's where the dairy is. That's where the poultry and the fish and red meat, if that's your thing. I don't eat red meat, but if that's your thing, that's where all of the good stuff is. Once you go into a grocery store and you get on the inner aisles, once you get on the inner aisles, boxed foods, you know, frozen foods are loaded with sodium. Boxed foods are loaded with things like high fructose corn syrup for preservation of shelf life. So, and even if you go, say you just want to get a burger from the drive-thru at Wendy's, when you think about where the cow was slaughtered, let's just say California, by the time the cow is slaughtered, it has to get slaughtered, it has to be processed in the meatpacking building or whatever. It has to be put on a truck. It then has to be shipped to, let's just say, Michigan, where I am. It has to be shipped from California to Michigan. It then has to be put into the freezer at McDonald's. It then is placed on the grill when I get to the drive-thru to place my order. How much salt and sodium and preservatives are packed into that one patty of meat to keep it edible from the time it leaves the slaughterhouse to the time I actually ordered at the drive-thru? People have to be conscientious of fast food ain't really that fast. It got to you fast, but how long did it take and what did it take to preserve it? Same thing with shelf life. If you go to the store and the first five ingredients you can't pronounce on the box, you might not want to eat it. Just because it's in a box doesn't make it real food. And so all of that, you know, instant stuff, frozen stuff, microwavable stuff, the government can't mandate everything. For every slaughterhouse that there is in America, there are 150 USDA inspectors. It takes almost 150 people to run a small company. So you mean to tell me my food process is now being handled by only 150 people across the U.S.? Right. So how thorough is that process? So if the government is unable to mandate and control the cleanliness, you know, just what happens in these places, you know, you have to be very conscientious of what you're putting in your body. Very, very conscientious. And so the option of not caring or just having a poor diet, my father passed away at the age of 52. 52, congestive heart failure and diabetes, which is, you know, by the way, sweeping the African-American community. 52, all because he couldn't put down the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Diabetes, rampant. So those are all controllable diseases. And, you know, it's just a shame that people will suffer and die out of ignorance. Because you don't know how to change your mindset to get back to a place where you understand that food is to fuel your body. It's not to make you feel good. There's nothing wrong with treating yourself every once in a while, but that can't be your lifestyle.
Now, Nikki, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm sorry about the loss of your father.
Oh, no problem.
From what you just said, the majority of that information you gave about the process of the food is very nasty.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do want you to understand this, because you brought up Wendy's. Please don't disregard how good the number six spicy chicken sandwich really is.
I'm not saying it's not good.
Let's not take that into haste, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please, let's take that into haste. Do understand, in moderation, consistently.
Absolutely.
But
I still treat myself
please,
every once in a while.
Don't be a regular and have Jose or Ginger or whoever it might be with the name tag in the drive-thru recognize you on a regular basis.
Right.
That's not cool. They only work 20 hours and every you know, two or three, that's not cool. But it's something about that spice. I got to have it. Not on a regular basis, but when I go there, best believe number six.
Yeah,
but,
and there's nothing wrong with treating yourself. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. I have one cheat day a week.
I had to just let that be known because, you know, sometime next week is going to be time for me to go back, and that's exactly what I'm going to get. So when we're talking about the drive-thru, when we're talking about the food, we're talking about how things like that can get in and come out your pores and cause an odor. and stuff like that. That's not good, because we're going to talk about next about keeping your sexy consistent. We're talking about odors is the smell.
Ooh.
Your fragrance.
Ooh.
Your old toilet. The foulest stench is in the air. It's not sexy. When somebody has to turn nose up north and eyes down south every time you walk by, it's not sexy. Bruh, keep in mind, it might be strong enough for a man and made for a woman, but it's necessary for deodorant to be placed up on your body and up under your arms. It's not sexy not to go without deodorant and just be like, I'm a man, dog, I can do this. No, can't have that. Not in public and not in private. Make sure your private parts are well covered and taken care of and cleaned. Because that smell, that odor is not pleasant. You should not be
right.
And it was to be, you can't put, and this is one thing we had to tell people back in the day playing sports. Don't put deodorant on top of funk. Wash yourself.
I was just thinking that.
Out. It's necessary. I got a friend right now that uses, as a man, he uses the lavender hot and ready. I don't know what it's called, but it's that soap that comes from Victoria's Secret.
Oh, no.
Ladies, you might know what this is called, but a friend of mine does use this. He uses the Pink Passion. What is that soap that you all have there in Victoria's Secret?
You know what? For other health reasons, I don't do the whole lotion and thing. So, but I'm sure it's fruity, whatever it is, if it's coming from Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. He stands by this. I got to have it. I don't understand
really?
That. I mean, there's certain soaps that are strong enough for a man, made for a woman. You don't need to buy no soap out of Vicky's Secret. I don't know. Men, ladies, y'all might want to chime in on this and let me know if I'm out of order or if I'm wrong, if you think differently on that. But I'm not really understanding why the need to go to that particular store to have the fresh feeling that's necessary. Just don't get it.
Yeah, you might want to get him some Axe or something. I mean, they have plenty of male-type fragrances. I don't know if I smelled a brother and he smelled the same as me, and I'm like, is he wearing the Victoria's? That's a little suspect.
Well, they do. You know, and that's another thing. I'm glad you bring it up, because Axe is okay. In the commercials that used to be on the television, you know, the young man would spray the Axe and the women would come from miles around.
Right, right.
It encouraged me. Hey, man, I want that too. I want to spray a little Axe on me. But you can't engulf yourself in such acts that you turn yourself and even others away, that you're choking yourself in this cloud of body spray. That's not cool.
Yeah, not sexy.
Not necessary. We can talk about the smells from, you know, not having any and then having too much. That's just not right. Now from the ladies' perspective, oh, Nikki, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to have me a little glass of water. And I'm going to let you chime in.
Well, you know what? The whole thing about the overdoing it with the perfume to makeup to whatever it is, I very rarely indulge in that. I mean, I have like a couple of favorite fragrances, and they will last me forever because, you know, I don't need to decorate myself is what I call it. When you see somebody and every part of their body is just head to toe, you know, excessive weave and got the eyelashes on that look like caterpillars sitting on their eyelids, and then the whole extra with the makeup, and then drowned in perfume, 4-inch nails, and then, you know, the whole urban hookup from the earrings down to the boots. It's just too much. So that I typically do not overindulge in at all. But one thing you pointed out, not just necessarily, you know, body odor, breath. Mm-hmm. Breath.
Absolutely.
I don't know, you know, and I will say that, you know, oral hygiene is one of the things that definitely falls by the wayside. Just, you know, typically growing up, I know, you know, my mother really didn't talk to me and my sister about flossing. You know, we brushed. But flossing was something we did very rare. It wasn't until I actually, like, went to the dentist when I was, like, 14 or 15 when it was actually brought to my attention. And then as you get older, you realize that there are certain things you have to do. Do you know you can die from a cavity? If a cavity goes untreated, you know, it can get into your bloodstream. You can get an infection in your bloodstream. There was a little boy, Devontae Driver, that died in Connecticut 3-4 years ago, and it all started with the cavity. So, again, the brushing, the flossing, the whole oral game needs to be up to par. There is nothing worse than meeting a great-looking guy and his breath singes your eyebrows off. That has to be the most disheartening thing.
The most disheartening thing ever. Here in Dallas, and I mean, she was absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, you know, just from, you know, we had great phone conversation. Everything was okay. And we had an encounter once, and I don't know if it was because she had been drinking, you know. And, you know, we got a little close and started talking. And, baby, when I say her breath smelled like hot garbage, it was nothing pleasant to the nostrils.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. And that's, you know, Nikki, you bring that up. That's something powerful. People, if you're employed right now in the Obama administration and you have a job and you are able to see that you have paid for your dental benefits, use it. Please go. Take time
every
away
six
from
months.
Go.
Every 6 months.
Even, you know, even if you have to go more often than that. It's required every 6. But if you have to go more often, that's fine. It's fine. Brush your teeth. Pyorrhea is so not cool. The smell.
And it's dangerous. And from a health perspective, it is dangerous.
There could be something inside of you that is not finished maturing.
Mm-hmm.
That you need to get out of your body, but that's its way of trying to let you know, hey, man, I need help in here.
Yeah, and oral cancer is you know, could not be too far off. Those are indications that, like you said, something is not right. Something needs to be addressed. And I think most oftentimes people are just kind of embarrassed because these are things people typically talk about, you know, bad breath, body odor. You know, those things people typically shy away from because who wants to be the person to address that? But if that's something you're dealing with, you really, really need to get it checked out for health reasons. And, again, it's not sexy.
No, not at all. And one point that was brought to my attention not too long ago was, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we all have this personal checklist of the things that we want in a person. You know, I want them to be this, I want them to be that, and I want them to have this going on. Well, take a look at yourself, first of all, and see if you match any of that criteria that you're asking of yourself. I'd rather have this, I want this, and I need this. You know, take a look and see if that's something that would you fall in your own category? We're going to keep that going on. Stories.
I think Life Jennings said it best. You can't be a nickel looking for a dime.
You can't. I want to go back to the phone lines, Nikki, and just go back with it. My caller's on the line, I believe. Is Cyrus still there? Cyrus still there? I got a caller. Out of Texas with an 817-6657 is your last number. Who's on the line with us right now? Don't be shy.
Yes, I am. This is Mondre, image consultant, professional.
The image consultant, Dr. Dre. What's going on, Dre?
What's going on? I just
How
want to
doing,
touch
man?
On a couple of things. Doing good. I appreciate the nutritionist with the information in reference to the diet. That's very important. As an image consultant, it's also very important as the way you carry yourself as far as your wardrobe is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start on females and undergarments.
Mm.
Okay. Me being a gay black male in today's society, it's still important for me to make sure that when I'm shopping or getting an ensemble together for a female, it's important for her to understand undergarments and how important they are with your actual ensemble that you're actually wearing to an event. Some men enjoy cool figure women, but just go ahead and don't be embarrassed to go to Elaine Bryant or to a store or Victoria's Secret and get your correct bra fitting size so that your breasts aren't sagging all the way to the floor. To me, I believe that image is everything when it comes down to keeping your sexy consistent. Because how can you be consistently sexy and you're wearing the wrong undergarment?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you see this, now you said as an image consultant, are you guiding these women into what they need? Are they coming to you? How does that work exactly?
I'm a personal shopper for a few clients, and what I do is basically shop for an occasion for them.
Okay.
Even if they just don't enjoy going into the mall, the rat race of, you know, going through the aisles and picking out their clothes or what have you, I'll do that for you, you know, from head to toe. But a lot of them that I also have to make mention to them that it's important, your undergarments are very important. And I don't bite my tongue when it comes down to that, because you're not going to be able to go for that good look that you want to go for and you're not wearing a correct bra size, or if you're wearing the wrong panty. Panty lines went out in 2009. So in 2011, you should not be seeing panty lines with your outfit. So
wow.
The correct panties, the correct bras are very important when you're stepping out and you're trying to keep your sexy consistent.
You know what? That's
I totally agree.
I didn't know. Now, Nikki, were you aware about that?
Oh, absolutely. He's basically talking about foundation. Just, you know, everything underneath needs to be properly fitted in order for the outfit to even come together. I mean, when you see celebrities or stars at red carpet events, I mean, they are, you know, immaculately dressed, but the foundation is correct. I mean, they don't look like that. It just didn't happen by the snap of a finger. So even just in your everyday, the correct size bra is extremely important. There are different things that happen with women, you know, when you don't wear the right size bra. You're spilling out on the sides. It's not, and you can kind of see it sometimes. You know, anytime you're wearing like a T-shirt, a fitted T-shirt, and your bra's ill-fitted, you've got what we call spillage at the top, which you can see. And then if you're, you know, active or you're running, your bras hold those puppies together and in. And if you're running or jumping up and down or whatever, you can see that. So, you know, while it may be cute to some people, it's actually very unattractive because it basically states that you haven't taken the time to get your foundation together. And the VPL, the visible panty line, totally inappropriate. You should not have visible panty line like you said in 2011. You know, if they have a panty or an undergarment or a boy thong, they have an underwear for anything that
so,
you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, and it's okay to be full figured. A lot of men, they enjoy full figure women, but they have so many types of girdles and body shapers and all types of undergarments that you can actually put on that will actually make your outfits a little bit more becoming, so
mm-hmm.
that you could still be figure but be shaped correctly at the same time, so you won't look so, you know, badly shaped in your outfit.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than like four rows in the back. There's nothing wrong. And, back fat rolls, and a lot of that can be alleviated if you have on the right size bra. Your bra being too tight is what creates those rolls in the back because it pushes down. Even the smallest women can have back fat. The bra is ill-fitted, or you're wearing the wrong type of bra. There's so many different type of bras that you can buy. A lot of women actually have even just stopped wearing bras altogether and gone with sports bras because they're a lot more comfortable. May not give you the best look in an evening gown, which I wouldn't suggest, but for everyday wear, you know, they're a lot more comfortable. There's no underwire. So there's so many options out there. It's just no reason to actually not have your foundation game together.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are embarrassed.
I can hear about this today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know about the panty liner being going out in 2009. Now, I did know that back in, you know, 1892, the man thong went way out of style. So if somebody tried to bring it back, that's not cool. Let's just know that I thoroughly appreciate you for bringing that in, man, because there's a lot of things that we don't know, men, that women are doing, and vice versa. Ladies, you probably don't know a lot of things that men are doing that, you know, just really just isn't keeping their sexy consistent, being sexy at all. Now, we're talking about the undergarment as a whole. You know, let's talk about that for the casual male that is wearing the Oxford business dress shirt, the clean, crisp white one. And Dre, I'm pretty sure as an image consultant, you can vouch for this as well. It's not cool to wear the A shirt, or as they're known more often in Texas, the wife beater, up underneath where you can be cut. Not cool.
Exactly.
But it's
almost better to wear some type of T-shirt. Even if it is a wife beater, or if it's some type of T-shirt, versus wearing a button down and you're able to see the skin underneath. That's not high. You should see your chest hair. You shouldn't see all of that underneath your actual clothes. So it's okay to actually wear, you know, some type of beater, you know, but if you're going to wear a beater, let it be the type of color, you know, if depending on what type of shirt you're wearing. Don't wear a white shirt with a black beater up under it, because then you're going to be able to see the beater up under your white shirt.
People do that?
Yeah. You'll be surprised. Or they just won't wear a T-shirt on at all, and you can just see skin and nipple and chest hair, taco meat, all the other extra buffoonery that you don't need to see, you know, as a man. And it's unbecoming also, men, to go to work every day if you're in a call center or if you're in any type of professional environment to go in a white tee. You know, like you're on your way, you know, about to go handle a drug transaction, or you're going to the club afterwards or something like that. That's not cool to go to work in your white tee and your jeans sagging all the way to the floor where your bottom is hanging out and you can just actually see the boxer that you actually have on. It's okay to go ahead and wear that belt and pull your pants up.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'll be glad when that one goes out of style. When is the sagging going to go out of style? Because that's definitely not sexy.
Yeah, because it actually looks a little bit more gay, sagging your pants and got your bottom hanging out, showing your boxers to everybody. It makes people feel that you're inviting someone to actually, you know, look at you that way. You know, coming from a gay male perspective.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that from other, gay men as well. Yep.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is becoming an outstanding topic, as we know. I want to go back to the phone lines and keep it real. Dre, stay on the line. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you. I want to kind of we've been keeping it real, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's topic, keeping your sexy consistent, here on the Online Happy Hour. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend in the chat room, and also 646-727-3279 is the magic calling number tonight. Nikki and Dre, Cyrus has been on the line. We've been keeping it real all night. Let's go ahead and keep the party going and keep it real and continue to keep it real with the one and only Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing this evening?
Everything is fantastic. Have you been listening to the show tonight?
Yes, I've been listening to the show tonight. I have, and I hear a lot of good, great, valid points. But I also have something that I would like to kind of go against the grain on.
Please do.
Okay. You know, we're talking about, you know, little things that, you know, can be big things, but not all the time. I mean, you know, something, you know, in my opinion, a panty line showing, it depends on who is showing on. You know, me, I don't always recognize that because I don't, you know, analyze and speculate people when I'm out and about. It has to be something that is just, like, totally outrageous. You know, we never know what somebody's issue could be, why they don't wear thongs. I mean, there could be different scenarios why somebody may not have a thong on and you can see their panty line. You know, how outrageous is it? Do they have on the tight pants that you can see through that look like stockings, and they really are stockings, and they're trying to, you know, pass them off as being, you know, the tights and the pants that's in style right now. And then I can see big, you know, big mama draws, or, you know, tiger paw, you know, thongs, or even tiger paw thongs would be wrong, even though they have on tight pants. You know, they shouldn't be having that, you know, that ensemble on, period, like that. The outfit is just all wrong. And, you know, I think sometimes we may nitpick a little bit too much, and it just all depends. you know, in certain cases, in certain scenarios, yeah, you know, somebody can be dead wrong. But, you know, what about that person who does have, you know, four rolls in the bag and they got on the right size bra? So, you know, we got to be kind of, you know, situational when we're talking about these things, because it's a lot of people that just lack style. They just do not know. And then there's some people that do know and don't care. Or there's some people that say, hey, my swag is tight. I'm doing it. And you're like, hey, that's not right. But they don't hear you because they think they got it all together. And then you have those who, I mean, swag is on point from head to toe on the outside, got everything together, got the right shoes on, teeth blinging, they get their teeth whitened, everything is just all gravy, but their attitude stinks. You know, I mean, they just have the most worst attitude ever. They just think they have it going on because this outer is together. You know, their image is just the bomb diggity on the outside, but really on the inside, it's they're terrible. Their attitude stinks.
That's a good one. Is Dre, you still with us on the line?
Yes, sir, I'm there.
Okay. Do you have a comment on that? Because Ms. Oatman brings up a very good point.
Yeah, I really do. Attitude directly affects your altitude. So I do believe that if you do have a bad attitude, it definitely can show on your outward appearance. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So honestly, you can be aesthetically, you know, not correct on the outside, but then you can have the most beautiful personality and attitude, and it just outshines from within. And it makes you into the most beautiful person that you'll ever meet and lay your eyes upon. So, yes, attitude is everything.
Okay. Nikki, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank you for Ms. Oatmeal Brown for going against the grain, because that's what creates, you know, great dialogue. And I understand, and I would never, you know, see someone and nitpick them. To me, you're not where you live, you're not what you drive, you're not the degree you earn. All of those things come from the world. And what the world gives you, it can actually be, you know, taken away, as we've seen in this current recession with a lot of people. So what I'm talking about, and I think what Andre may have been talking about, are repeat offenders, people who know better. And I'm specifically speaking for people who I see in church that are inappropriately dressed. You know, I've seen it, and I've seen it time and time again. You coming in looking like you just left the club, the VPL jumping off, white pants, you know, black underwear. You can see through the pants. I'm talking about people who are just flat out dead wrong. Now, if you have a sister where, you know, you just can't afford to go out and make your foundation correct, I understand and I get that, because bras start at, what, $50? You know, a couple pair of underwear can set you back. So I get that and I understand it. But people who have the means and also the capability of correcting the wrong, I don't give them any slack. Because, one, you know you're wrong. You know you're tacky. And just because somebody hasn't had the cojones or the balls to call you on it, you think, you know, I'm just going to do me. Well, doing you, boo, got you looking a straight mess. And I see it with unfortunately, a lot of the younger girls. You know, as you get older and as you become, as a woman, you become more mature and confident in who you are, even if you're stripped away of anything you ever earned or any title you ever had, because you are in love with you, you can just do you and be okay with it. But the younger they are and the less they know, the more egregious the crimes are, it seems. They just are a hot mess. And, you know, again, somebody that's older, or, you know, no matter what the financial circumstances be, you can tell when a person knows better but just isn't in a situation where they can do better. But the people who know better and just, oh, I'm going to do me, again, boo, hot mess. So I totally agree. I totally agree.
But do you agree that sometimes they just still do what they want to do because they think they are just the bomb? You know, that person at work that just outfits are just always out of line, you know?
Yeah.
Just like you said, at church, they're just always out of line. They're
always out of line.
They think they are just doing it, and they are not going to change.
I think that is because...
Oh, no, no. you know?
Yeah, and some of them don't know any better, but that is because we are scared to call each other on our own BS. If you walk in and looking a hot mess, how am I going to check you if I was just out in the parking lot smoking weed? See, that's the thing. So in order to check somebody, you got to be right. So many of us are wrong, we can't even check nobody. So in order for me to tell you, look here, you know, I know this might, as a matter of fact, I had a foster child. She came over, her little girlfriend from high school came over, and they spent the night, and we were getting ready to leave out. And my mother used to, you know, we were going to church. Oh, let me check the outfit. This little girl turned around and had on SpongeBob underwear with some white pants. I said, now, where are you going? What? Sweetie, your foundation is inappropriate. I got some brand new, still with the tags on them. Go and look in my drawer and change those underwear. You're inappropriate. You're going into the house of God. You need to be corrected, period, point blank. But how am I going to correct her if I'm walking out the house with the red thong on and the white pants? So in order to correct somebody, you have to be willing to be corrected as well. A lot of people can't swallow that pride pill and say, you know what, I know I was wrong for X, Y, and Z, but I see something that you may need some help on. So, again, the whole pride thing, you got to be able to let that go. Be willing to be checked if you plan on checking somebody. But a lot of people don't step up to the plate to say anything because they wrong themselves.
Now, let me ask y'all something. I want to bring this up because somebody mentioned this at work, and I just about work, somebody mentioned this. Now, are we not keeping sexy consistent if we have a pitcher of Kool-Aid properly made at our desk at work for sale?
A pitcher like Kool-Aid the drink?
Oh yes.
Is that the boyfriend name Kool-Aid?
That's a comedian in Detroit.
Pee Wee and Kool-Aid, I know somebody named Pee Wee and Kool-Aid, so
me too.
Kool-Aid at your desk.
So you mean somebody went to the kitchen at work, got out the pack of Kool-Aid, whipped out the sugar, and made a pitcher of Kool-Aid and put it on their desk?
Yeah.
Okay, that's grounds for termination in my book.
Seriously.
How is that even necessary? Why do you, first of all, you got the diabetes in the pitcher chilling on the desk.
At least sweeten it with Splenda.
Oh, no, you can't do, no, don't stay away from the artificial sweeteners, people. Stay away from the artificial sweeteners.
I had to take a little quick detour on that because that has been sitting on me ever since about 4:30 this afternoon. I had to get that out of me and just share that with somebody and let y'all, it blew my mind. Keeping your sexy consistent, ladies and gentlemen, the Kool-Aid is consistent.
Not on the desk at work.
Okay, I'm going to go against the grain again. Okay. Now,
Miss Oatmeal, you do not have any Kool-Aid on your desk.
But I do some things that people at work feel is wrong. You know, I may bring a little soy milk in a water bottle. You know, I may bring, something, some leftovers in, I can't believe it's not, butter container. Okay.
Okay.
And guess what? Somebody had the nerve to say, you don't have any Tupperware? I said, yes. Well, why don't you use that? I said, because I wanted to use this today to bring what I want to bring to work. You know, this is the right size container. And they had a problem with me bringing, you know, my artichoke dip was in, or, you know, I can't believe it's not butter container, and I have some macaroni and cheese in it. You know, I feel the same way about the lady with the Kool-Aid. She doesn't drink coffee.
She needs to ask them to expand her job description, because clearly, if she's got enough time to monitor what's in your containers that are not Tupperware brand, she needs something else to do at work. Okay? Why in the hell are you worried about what I bring my food in? You need something to add on to her job description. She needs something else to do.
And I continue to bring my food and what I want to bring it in. But the Kool-Aid lady, she wants Kool-Aid. She doesn't want to bring a little packet and have separate water bottles and shake it up. You know,
no,
she wants it so old.
No. I'm sorry, Ms. O'Neill. I'm sorry. Tupperware containers with lunch in it is extremely different than a pitcher of Kool-Aid sitting on your desk.
Right.
That's wrong on so many levels.
I had to bring that to the rest of us.
Andy, is the offender African American?
You know, we are approaching Black History Month.
I'm saying she done set us back 300 years. Got the Kool-Aid sitting on the desk at work.
As long as you don't come with the Kool-Aid in the bag, like we used to do back in the day, and put the sugar with the Kool-Aid and put it in people's hands and licking it from your hands, I'll be all right.
Ground determination.
Let's talk a little bit about one more topic before we even consider wrapping this show up. It's something that a lot of people don't tend to realize that is keeping them from being sexy and looked at as sexy. And we're going to talk about that because Nikki brought this up in the beginning of the show. We talked about the internal, the external, I mean your spirit, mind, and body. So the mindset, the ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Your ambition is key when we talk about your sexiness, your drive, what motivates you. What has that in you? I mean, if your lack of drive and there's something inside of you that's just not there, people can see that and they can recognize that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just not sexy to not have any ambition, any drive in yourself. Ray, can you talk a little bit about that for me if you don't mind? Are you there?
Oh, did you say me?
Yeah, talk about that, ambition.
Oh.
Consistent ambition. I know that may go along with self-esteem, but what about ambition?
Yeah, it's very important to have some type of passion in life or something passionate out of life that you want personally for yourself. It all goes back to setting, 5-year goals for yourself, 2-year goals for yourself, 6-month goals for yourself. I mean, it's important to never stray away from wanting to reinvent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to to maintain and to be mundane if that's your cup of tea, but you should always try to strive for greatness, strive to achieve in any field, no matter what it is. You should always try to re-evolve and just try to make a little bit more of yourself. And if you get bored with what you're doing, try something else that's new. Not career-wise, but, as far as, hobbies are concerned, pick up a book. I think that it's really sexy to see somebody sitting back and reading a novel. That's kind of sick because don't nobody do that nowadays.
Right. Right, I agree with that. I thoroughly agree with that. Ms. O'Neill?
It's very important. Besides the, the first initial attraction, physically, if I can't relate with you mentally that's not attractive to me. You have to have drive. You have to have goals. You have to be ambitious. You have to think outside the box. Those type of things, are sexy to me, where I'm at in my life. I think at certain levels, of your life and at certain ages, different things may be sexy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can have $1 million, and look good on the outside again, but what are you doing besides just chilling because you have money? Can you stimulate my mind?
Yep.
Can you talk? Can I get excited off of just, your drive and your knowledge and your wisdom and your drive to want to know more and constantly evolve? Those things are majorly sexy as well. And I think that, that in a woman as well as it can be attractive for a man.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be definitely reciprocated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nikki, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I went out one evening with some friends and met this one of the young ladies that I went out with. She was talking to this guy, and what happens if you meet a guy, your friend meets a guy and he has a friend, you all end up conversing or whatever. And so he wasn't what I was, you know, typically physically attracted to. But he was a nice guy. I mean, I could tell he was a nice guy. And so we ended up exchanging phone numbers and talking on the phone. That is, had to be hands down the sexiest man I've ever met, hands down, because his vocabulary was so off the chain. I mean, we were having this intellectual discussion about politics and the midterm elections and, you know, what's going on overseas and in other countries with their economy and how our economy affects their economy. I was like, oh, damn the physical. This dude right here, and all women have this little thing we do where we call, he went on the, you know, girl, he can get it list. I mean, that's just how attractive that he stimulated my mind so much. Our conversation, not once did, you know, mediatakeout.com come up or TMZ.com come up or what some celebrity had then. We were so focused on just each other and just being involved in the conversation. It was extremely stimulating. And so for me, I learned something new about myself as a woman that, wow, you know what? That mouthpiece, you know, that ability to be able to stimulate my mind and talk about things that people typically don't address in just, you know, the getting to know you conversations was extremely, you know, sexy to me. Extremely. So the whole being able to reinvent your thing and figure out new things to do, Madonna is like the queen of that. I mean, every so often she reappears on the scene with the hot record. She looks different. She's doing something totally new, and it works. So I think that if you're on this earth, it is your job. You are charged with taking advantage of every single day that you have breath in your body. You know, 5 years ago, you never would have told me that I would be, you know, teaching classes, let alone certified. Never in a million years. But one day, I couldn't take a spin class, went and tried another class, and it's been, you know, uphill ever since. So you have to not be afraid of trying new things. Just think out, you know, just do something that you typically wouldn't do to see if you, you know, you actually enjoy it. See how it evolves for you.
And who knows, you know, some people would just not even be sitting here on a Wednesday night sitting on an internet radio show with a little old guy like me from Kansas City, Missouri. How about that?
That's what's up.
I can thoroughly understand that. And so the conversation was stimulating to you, you said, his enunciation?
Just everything. I mean, the words he used. I mean, talk about a vocabulary. Just, you know, it was just everything, man. It was probably the most orgasmic conversation I've ever had. It was not typical. It was not typical, and I appreciated that because he asked me one question about midterm elections, and it just evolved into something, you know, we found out so many things that we liked about each other just in that one short one-hour conversation. And, you know, a couple days prior to that, I had written him off because I wasn't physically attracted to him. So, again, I had to check myself on that, but it was definitely, you know, again, his vocabulary, the way he was in tune with what I was saying and what he remembered that I had said, just the whole conversation, so...
Fellas, you might want to keep that in your mental Rolodex to be sure to emphasize on the correct syllables when you speak to these young women.
You know where every other word, not that's what's up, and you know what I mean.
Exactly. Woo, not sexy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, every 5 minutes, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, yeah, yo, yeah, I mean, you know.
Right.
I understand. You know, just, you know, expand that vocabulary a little bit. And,
ooh, hit that, you know, dictionary.com once a day. Just get a word of the day.
Right.
But you definitely want to have a happy medium. You definitely want to have a happy medium because, you know, I mean, just a stick-in-the-butt conversation the whole time, you know, I need to feel like, you know, you're cool as well.
Oh,
but
yeah,
not just,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Not like, you know, yeah, you know, because...
Right,
you know,
no, he chilled out and watched Friday one night, so he was right.
Right.
Right. No, I told him, I was like, hey, I need you to be able to come down off that corporate ladder and like watch Friday with me. He was like, that.
Right.
I was like, okay, cool.
You know, we gotta let the listeners know that, hey, you know, they might be trying to decide what they need to do. You need to be in the middle.
Yeah, happy medium, man. Yeah. Happy medium. I need to be able to go to a black tie affair with you, and I also need to be able to watch There's Something About Mary or Friday or something. Happy medium.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
We're talking about a great topic, ladies and gentlemen. The folks in the chat room, also watching on Justin.TV at how was your weekend also. This has been a great show. One more thing we want to talk about as far as keeping that sexy consistent. And that's just something that a lot of people just tend to neglect, whether it's your physical, whether it's your mental, whether it's your financial. I want to talk about that also before we wrap this show up, the financial aspect of your sexiness.
Whoo!
It has to be talked about, ladies and gentlemen, because your money, your finances are attractive, whether you think that is or is not. We cannot leave that out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that very, very briefly. And it's not the fact that whether you do or you don't have, it's pretty much what you do with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where it needs to go. You know, you don't have to step above your means. That's so not attractive. To be extremely frugal is so not attractive. You know,
mm-hmm.
the Ebenezer thing played out a long time ago. If you got it and you need to invest and take care of other things, there's money is for that. You can't take it with you everywhere you go. It's a medium of exchange. So people need to get that in mind. It's not about making it rain everywhere. I need to hold on to this so when we go to the strip club. No. That's not what this is for. It's not about holding on to see, well, how much I can buy until I don't have and live check to check. No. You got to have your reserve, ladies and gentlemen, because you never know things can come up. Now, you have to be decisive on what you're going to spend that money on. But keep in mind, that is still sexy. It's not
Absolutely.
Cool not to have it all the time. If all of your friends are going out somewhere and you constantly got to be like, hey, bro, can you spot me? No, that's not sexy. Or I'm going to sit back and I'm going to invite somebody and we're going to do a movie at my house. We can do a red box. Wait till it come out about a month later. We'll check that out and I'll make a little something for you over here. That's not sexy. Enjoy, indulge, and still be reserved at the same time. I think my panel and my callers can agree with that. I'll walk the dog backwards on that. We'll take it all the way back around the way we had it. Nikki, you want to chime in on that first?
Oh, yeah, I think the sexiest thing you could ever tell a man is that, you know, I'm debt-free. You tell a brother that, it's on and popping. I mean, any fool with money can pay a bill on time. It's more so
right.
about money management. You know, if you make enough and the bills come in and you happen to pay them, okay, any fool with money can pay a bill on time. It's about money management. It's about living off of a budget, you know, such thing called a budget. Living off a budget, not overindulging, and treating yourself every once in a while. You know, you can't just – if you're not at a place where you can leave money behind for the next two generations, then you need to sit down, period, point blank.
Nope.
You know, it's nothing wrong with, you know, treating yourself. I have a thing for handbags. So I know when I get that itch, I take an envelope and I put it to the side, and when that envelope has whatever that amount that purse costs in it, that's when I go and buy it. But I will not forsake my home. I will not forsake my child's education, bills, savings, or any of those things to go out and buy the Louis bag I want. It's just not smart. And I always tell myself, you know what, 10 years ago, or, you know, what was the hot jeans, Guess jeans? You know, 20 years ago it was used. I couldn't tell you what none of that crap is. And that's how I keep myself on point. So when somebody comes along that does want to have a life with me, you know, first thing I'm at, the only debt I have is my mortgage and my student loans. Everything else, I don't have credit cards. I don't have a whole bunch of this, a whole bunch of that. No, I'm good. And that, you know, again, that takes time to learn, but people have to know that, you know, you are only as smart as you've been with your money. So if you got a whole bunch of debt, your debt to income ratio is hovering at 85-90%. You know, you're spending more than you make. You need to pump your brakes and take it easy, because nobody wants to have that problem going into a relationship. They didn't even create it, so how is it fair that they actually have to address it?
Wow.
So, yeah, the whole debt-free, definitely sexy. Get your Susie Orman on if necessary.
Right. All right. Ms. Oatmeal, your thoughts? I mean, that was a great point there, Nikki. Debt-free.
Hey.
You know, money management is very important. You
mm-hmm.
know, I want you to be able to manage your money before you spend anything on me, because that's going to make me I'm going to be unattracted to you if you don't manage your money correctly. You know, you might want to, for example, there was this guy I used to talk to. He had a Mustang, right, GT, souped up, you know, and it was a stick shift, and it would stop. Every time we would stop, you know, we make it stop, the car would cut off because he needed to get something fixed. But he had a piece and chain, you know, I'm going to get these tattoos, you know, let's go out to eat. And I'm like, but you should get your car fixed. You know what I'm saying? Get your car fixed. Save up 1 month and get your car fixed. Hey, we can go to, you know, we can go get a two-piece and a pepper. We can cook at home.
Right.
Get your car fixed. You know, that is most important. I know you want to take me out and, you know, be impressive, but that's not impressing me anymore or at this point because you need something to, you got something you need to take care of.
And you're
you
really
know,
diminishing your sexy with the car cutting off.
Exactly.
Right. Oh.
You know, but you're blinging and you're getting a new tattoo. Right, you know. Okay, you got to go get this new shirt. I mean, that's not good money management. Right. You know, you got to get this new game, Xbox game, you know, all this stuff. You know, you want to have all these nice things, but your foundation is rocky. You know, we have to be sure that we clean out and clean up and take care of what we got so we can have more. You know, and if somebody is not on that level of just, you know, expecting the best but not taking care of what you have, then there's going to be an issue. So money management and, you know, doing what you need to do first and then everything else will come along after that is very important, and that is very very attractive and sexy from a, you know, from a female's point of view, you know, about a man. I mean, no, but there are some women out there that want, you know, everything to be spent on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong type of female.
Real talk. Fellas, I hope y'all listening out there. Dre, you want to talk about that and wrap this up on the end real quick?
Well, I actually, you know, piggybacking from what everybody just said, great, great points. I mean, it's very important. I mean, so many people are still trying to keep up with the Joneses and not really trying to be realistically as far as, you know, when it comes down to their money management. My friends think that I am crazy because, you know, after I pay all my bills and put money in a savings account, you know, whatever I have left over, I divide that by the amount of days left so I know I'm going to get some more income coming in. May that be $20 a day, $11 a day, $9.50 a day. You know, I'm just not going to go beyond my means, you know what I'm saying, for that day. And it's just very important not to live, you know, above your means and going beyond, you know,
I'm
just to try to keep up with those.
Right. I kind of put that together myself when I used to work in the banking world, and I budgeted myself pretty much with that same philosophy. You know, this is how much money I have once everything is paid. This is how much money I have put aside and everything is taken care of. Okay, well, now this is what I have to operate on until the next pay period. So I'm not really living check to check, but I'm budgeting now that everything is taken care of. And I kind of incorporate that today, and I put a little bit better tools in place also. So that's very key. I'm glad to see that I wasn't the only one thinking that way. So I'm saying this has been a great show. Just not necessarily when people think about keeping sexy, they're thinking only the physical. But the physical and sexy are just parts of what your makeup is as far as your sexiness. I want our audience and our callers and bloggers and even those who chime in on the podcast when they listen to the show later on to understand that who you are and what you're attracted to must first come out of yourself first. Keep that in mind because what you think about the most and what you engage yourself in is what you're going to attract. Now, if you have junk in you and you have confusion and you have strife and negativity in you, chances are that same thing is going to be drawn to you. So if you think it's sexy to be crazy and deranged and Looney Tunes, chances are you're going to draw somebody in that's just as crazy and or deranged or have them same tendencies. If you have a little issue with balancing your checkbook and you struggle with some money, then there might be a chance that you draw somebody in that just can't add or subtract just as well as you do. So keep that in mind as we roll on and you try to incorporate these things into your life and try to keep your sexy going on for not only yourself today, but every day that follows. So keep that in mind. I want to say thank you to Nikki for chiming in. Thank you for Cyrus for calling in with that great information as well. I hope you bought some great things out of the store also. And Dre, I want to really appreciate you for chiming in and giving the male perspective. Also talking a little bit about the fashion. Miss Oatmeal always keeps it real each and every week here also. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to also grasp hold that this show is continuing to grow and enhance and get better and better each week. I want you to talk to me on Facebook. How was your weekend? And let me know what your thoughts are about the show. And also, be ready because I'm going to be giving away a few copies of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. We're going to do a roundtable book discussion about it in the upcoming weeks here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have a show coming up not too in the near future here in Fort Worth, I believe. But look for us here at Brooklyn's Cafe in the upcoming weeks following the Super Bowl here in Dallas and also following Valentine's Day as well. It's going to be an outstanding, outstanding show. So this has been great. I've had a great time. I hope my bloggers, my callers, and listeners have enjoyed themselves just as much as I have here on the Online Happy Hour. And I just want to say that coming up pretty soon, not only here in Dallas, Texas, but also coming up in Kansas City, we're going to be doing some traveling and some live shows as well, also speaking to some groups there in the Kansas City metro area. So if you've been listening to the show and you'd like us to be a part of your city and perform a live roundtable, not only discussing the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First, but bringing up a topic that you may feel is very recognized and needs to be brought up, give us a call. You can follow us and hit us on howwasyourweekend.com. Go to the Contact Us column, leave us a note. We'll get in contact with you then, or you can inbox me at Facebook at howwasyourweekend also. So be sure to know that the show is about to become a strong part of your life and your lifestyle. We're constantly growing. Just like the grass in the field, ladies and gentlemen, it's growing, it's going to blossom, and there's pretty much nothing you can do about it. So just stay tuned, stay ready, and be attentive. I want to say a big shout-out, big happy grand opening to Miss TJ Salon in Dallas, Texas. She had a grand opening this past weekend, and I understand it was a great time, and they had a marvelous group of people that came out for the annual opening. Great, great things are going to come to her, and I want to say thank you for allowing us to do our show and be a part of what you have going on also. So this has been a great show, ladies and gentlemen. As we wrap this up, I want to thank the people who called in tonight. I want to say thank you to those who watched us on Justin.TV, those who followed us in the chat room tonight, and those who will be listening on the podcast as well. If you had a good time tonight and you got some good information out of this show, please do me a favor. Tell at least three people to chime in with you next week as we come back in February in Black History Month. I know it's the shortest month of the year. It's going to be right before Super Bowl weekend, but we're going to talk about, as we did a series not that long ago, The Normal Black America, we're going to talk about the strength of Black America. First series coming up next week, February. We're going to be discussing some topics there, and you'll be able to see the information posted on Facebook and also Black Planet and also through our email and email list as well. So stay tuned. Keep in mind that we are here to stay, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say thank you. On behalf of my family, I want to say good night. Go Mob, and we gone. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. Next week, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, we'll keep you posted. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.